Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 9th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. Today, we're covering yesterday through this morning, and there's a really interesting tension running through everything we're seeing. The e-commerce industry is pouring record amounts of money into AI, but the evidence is mounting that nobody quite understands how these AI systems actually work under the hood. Let me explain. First, the spending story. KPMG released a survey of 250 retail executives that puts hard numbers on something we've all felt happening. Over half of retailers now spend more than $50 million annually on digital technology. 28% are spending between $100 million and $250 million. And the top investment priorities? AI and cybersecurity, both at 52%. Here's what caught my attention, though. Most retailers in the survey said they've only realized between 31 and 40% of the total financial value they expected from their AI investments. So the industry is spending aggressively but only capturing a third to two-fifths of the value. That gap is where the opportunity lives for merchants who can be more focused and intentional about where they deploy AI. Now contrast that optimistic spending picture with what search engine Land reported yesterday about ChatGPT's citation system. Two separate analyses found that ChatGPT uses hidden search pipelines that can switch between different source systems, which means the citations it provides can change unpredictably. The same question asked at different times might draw from completely different sources. For e-commerce brands investing in AI visibility, and we talked about ChatGPT's 92% share of AI referral traffic earlier this week, and this is a sobering finding. You can't optimize for a system whose citation behavior is fundamentally unstable. It reinforces something we've been saying: don't put all your eggs in the AI discovery basket. Traditional SEO, paid media, direct brand building, first-party content, these remain essential because they're channels you can actually understand and influence consistently. Adding to this, Search Engine Land also published research showing that primary data and benchmark studies earn 3.3 times more AI citations per page than other content types. So if you want AI systems to cite your brand, publish original research and data. Opinions and summaries get used but rarely cited. That's a meaningful insight for e-commerce content strategy. On the partner side, Hoover released version 1.1.0 of their checkout AirWallex integration, and the key feature is Express Checkout, Apple Pay, Google Pay, and other wallet payments now appearing on the product page, the cart page, and the mini cart. Previously, Express Checkout lived only at the final checkout step. Moving it earlier in the journey directly addresses the number one reason people abandon carts, a checkout process that's too long or complicated. If you're running Hoover with AirWallex, this is a high-impact upgrade worth prioritizing. Shopify, meanwhile, shipped a change to their POS UI Extensions API that developers need to be aware of. Starting with API version 2026-07, fixed amount line item discounts in POS are now interpreted as per unit rather than total. If your POS app currently passes a $5 discount on a line item with two units, POS will now apply $5 to each unit as a $10 total discount instead of the previous behavior of splitting it automatically. It's a subtle change, but it could cause real pricing errors if you don't update your calculations before adopting the new API version. Looking at the broader retail landscape, the back-to-school season is shaping up to be fiercely competitive. Kohl's announced thousands of items priced under $25 and rolled out an AI-powered shopping assistant for personalized recommendations. JLL data shows back-to-school budgets rose nearly 12% to $489 per child, but spending is being driven by higher-income households while lower-income families remain very price-sensitive. The National Retail Federation found that a third of consumers are now planning back-to-school purchases around summer promotions, which means if you don't have a back-to-school promotional strategy, you're potentially missing a significant spending window. And there's an important practical tip from Search Engine Land that I want to flag. They published a detailed guide on why you should opt out of Google Search partners in your Google Ads campaigns. Search partners extend your ads to non-Google sites, and the data consistently shows that these placements produce significantly lower quality traffic. If you're running Google Ads and haven't specifically excluded search partners, you may be wasting budget on placements that drive clicks but not conversions. It's one of those quick wins that takes 5 minutes to implement but can meaningfully improve your return on ad spend. Pulling it all together, today's theme is the growing disconnect between AI investment and AI understanding. Retailers are spending more on AI than ever. ChatGPT's citation system is more opaque than ever. And the merchants who will win aren't the ones spending the most or chasing the latest AI trend. They're the ones building on fundamentals, fast pages, frictionless checkout, clean data, original content, and using AI as an accelerator on top of those foundations rather than a substitute for them. That's your ONTAP Daily for July 9th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.